Hello?
Kim?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Sorry about that.
No, not a problem at all.
Just finishing up for the student there and...
So you had school today?
Yes, I did.
So you teach every day?
I try to. Like, if I can. Sometimes, like, for example, just after Christmas, it's not busy enough. So then I don't get a job, but...
So, like, what, they call in, like, every morning or something, or the night, or the day before?
Yeah, well, it depends. Sometimes it's the night before, and sometimes it's the morning of. So I never know.
You never know where you're going to go, or is there, like, a school district that you kind of, like, you know... How many schools that, like, you kind of,
Do I work for?
Do you work for, or, like, you know, the potential schools including?
Yeah, well, I work for 8 different school boards. But 2 or 3 of them are just for the Japanese teachers.
Okay, meaning what, Japanese, you teach Japanese too?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if there are Japanese teachers who get sick, then they'll call me. But in the other areas, I think there's approximately 300 schools.
300 schools, wow.
That I could go to. Well, it's kindergarten to grade 12.
Okay.
So yesterday I was teaching grade 2. And today I was teaching junior high.
Wow.
So grade 7 and 8.
How are the kids lately? Like, I hear some, like, you know, in Japan, like, you know, it's, if I were a teacher, it's kind of scary to go in with the, you know, if you're used to that school, if you're, like, there every day, it's no problem, I think. But, like, you know, Japanese, I don't know if I should say Japanese kids, but, you know, I hear a lot of these scary stories of kids. Maybe not in, like, you know, elementary school, but, like, junior high schools. How are they recently? Are they...
You mean in terms of...
Attitude?
Being serious or acting up? Well, it depends. Sometimes it depends on if they had enough sleep the night before. Or if it's a full moon.
You have a lot of wolves there, right?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, and...
Well, that's the same as us, right?
Yeah, because I taught in a junior high and elementary in Japan, and the second year junior high, they often had the most full moon days, where they were a little wild, and it's the same here in Canada. Like, the second year junior highs are the ones who have a lot of behavior issues sometimes.
You're upfront with that. So what kind of teacher are you? Are you kind of a strict teacher or?
I try not to be, but it depends. If I go into a classroom and I can tell that I might have some trouble, then I will be strict. And I'll have a stern face and say, you know, I'm not going to take anything. You need to be quiet. Let's do some work. But if I can see that they will just be good, then I will introduce myself, like, in a casual, happy way and, you know, say, yeah, I teach Japanese. If you guys have any questions about Japan, just let me know. And quite often, when the ones who are good and the ones who aren't good, I'll say, okay, if you finish this worksheet, I'll write your name up on the board in Japanese. This works for higher level elementary and junior high students. Because they really like Japan.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Wow. But it's like they can choose, right? Whether it's going to be Japanese, French, or French is a required language?
It depends on the school.
Okay.
A lot of the schools it's French. A lot of schools, only high school,
mm-hmm.
will teach Japanese, but not very many of them.
Mm.
But all the grade 7 students take a unit in about Japan.
Mm.
So they have to study about Japan for 2 or 3 months every year.
So that's a requirement.
Yeah.
Why is that? Is that some kind of a thing there in Alberta or like?
No,
or
it's across Canada.
Hmm.
And I think in, say, like grade 8,
hmm.
they have to do China.
Mm-hmm.
In grade 9, they do Russia.
Hmm.
It's part of the curriculum.
Hmm. So are you teaching, like, you're only teaching Japanese, right?
No, I teach anything.
Oh, you teach everything?
To Zed. Well, if I was to be hired as a full-time teacher,
mm-hmm.
then it would probably be as Japanese and in English as a second language teacher.
Hmm.
But when I'm subbing and I go in every day,
mm-hmm.
then it can be anything.
Hmm.
I've done cooking, phys ed.
What?
Like cooking and gym class.
You teach cooking as well?
Only when I'm substitute teaching.
Oh, okay.
English, social studies, science, math.
Wow. So what? You go like this. Okay, Kim, I want you to teach grade 3 math. You get a call like what 6 a.m. in the morning, and they say,
yeah.
Well, I want you to teach grade 2 math or grade 2 social studies. And what do you do about it? You just know what you want to teach, or because it's so short notice, right?
Yeah. Oh well, no. See, that's the beauty mm-hmm. of substitute teaching is that the regular teacher is responsible for making a plan, lesson plan.
Mm-hmm.
And where some of the fun Japanese comes in is if we have some extra time.
Okay.
Or if, you know, they need to finish something,
mm.
and then it's a reward.
Mm.
So, yeah, no.
And the students take that as a reward?
Yeah.
Really?
Some of them
that
do.
That is...
Some of them need a little bit more, though.
Uh-huh.
And the same as when I was teaching in Japan,
uh-huh.
I bring a bag of tricks with me.
Okay.
So I've got a bag with cards, worksheets, like crossword puzzles,
uh-huh.
and different games.
Mm-hmm.
And so we often play Canadian trivia games.
Mm.
If we've got an extra, 10, 15 minutes mm-hmm. at the end of the class.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have some candy, and they get the candy as a reward.
Mm.
High school students love candy.
High school students love candy?
Yeah.
I thought high school students were a little mature than that.
Well, the thing is, right, mm-hmm. if you have a contest,
mm-hmm.
like if I had these questions,
mm-hmm.
and would they, they're not as interested in answering them,
mm-hmm.
unless they have a reward.
Oh, okay. So it's not the candy, it's the reward that counts.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And the contest itself of, like, you know, competing,
right.
and so on.
Exactly. It's like, mm. ooh, I got a candy and you didn't, or something like that. So.
Hmm. And what? Because we don't have substitute teaching here in Japan, right?
Hmm,
so
right.
It's kind of what? You get the same salary no matter whether you teach or not, or is it kind of you have
no,
to?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Yeah, it's 5 a day.
Okay.
So if I don't work, I don't get paid.
Hmm.
And in the summertime, I don't get paid either.
Hmm. So full-time teachers get paid during the summer as well, of course.
Right? Yeah, like the salary is scheduled so that they get paid in the summer too.
Hmm.
So
well, that kind of sucks.